should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the sunlight of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. With a small boat equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please have your time to visit and have a vacation at Koh Samui Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Andaman Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno accepted an invitation from the Chinese government to attend a series of meetings with stakeholders in the field of renewable energy development and utilization in Beijing and Shenzhen from April 13th to 17th to discuss about the renewable energy. Chief Investment Officers of Dadantara, Pandu Shahir, announced the fund's readiness to act as a liquidity provider for the Indonesia's capital market, utilizing dividends from state-owned enterprises under its management with control over shares of approximately 18 publicly listed SOEs. Dadantara plans to allocate incoming dividends expected by the end of this month into public market investment, focusing on maximizing returns. And that was the news. Now you are listening to EYK with Bebas, just like you can freely tune into our online streaming at voice.id. Shortwave is 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in AirAir eDigital for those of you who are watching on demand.
So although it is usually used now back for cooking bison bangso. Besides udon yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Bison bangso has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste makes it sour taste, certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, bison bangso can be found at Wetwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to taste bison bangso, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu, and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisha Kedela. Thank you for listening.
Here is quote of the day. To reach something, one must fight for it, like picking coconut on a tree. You don't wait it to fall like a ripe durian. Muhammad Natsir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and a religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 until 1951, the Mashume organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. And that's today's quote of the day. Indonesian Army has a cyber division, and what was the reason behind it? What is the role of this division? Here is the explanation by the head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army.
We consider cyber threat and could cause massive potential. The increasing number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors, extra-terrorist organizations, and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the generals also need to protect critical infrastructure such as the power grid and the system and transport system from cyber attacks. The second reason is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber attack can gather intelligence and on potential extra threats, supporting the PRI military operations. The PRI also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt enemy command and control, communication, and logistics. And the third is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, about cyber defense, that's the things that two quarters need to be put on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can help enhance the PRI family defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system from cyber threats. Our cyber security expertise, we need to provide cyber security expertise to support the development of Indonesia national cyber security strategy. And the reason that we need to support law enforcement in cyber crime investigation and also cyber security cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the Global Cyber Security Board and regional security initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack,
and if you want more details about it, it is available on our YouTube channel, VY Official. So make sure to check out our YouTube channel, VY Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Kasumi is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and of water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called cavity. To make kasuami, initially cavity is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the cavity, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with cavity flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
listener. Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRA station across Indonesia? RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal. To Music Corner, only on Voice of Indonesia with Andian Fera Basari, Manusia Biasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Andi and Fera Basari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, the song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. The song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Andi and Fersa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Andi and Fersa Basari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
There's no time limit for me to entertain you only on Indonesia Today. So stay tuned with me, Ray, in Indonesia Today, only on Voice of Indonesia.
pH can swell and captivate the detritus with fusilium. Rupa Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupa Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupa Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupa Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupa Island, there are no cruises, besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupa Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Next year, to attract tourists, the Rupa Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the hidden boat races, and many more.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Liang Valley in central Java. The valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks in children as part of the culture festival. They are not ordinary children. They have the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had time fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to Liang Valley to Main Garden region in central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to Woodridge, Indiana. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and river residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Liang Village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Liang children, who are called Anakwaja. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunche from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Kalabete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Western Uncle had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Amadama believed to the special children of Liang, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak Himbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng percayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kakak.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. Dieng people believes that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Temenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God, the Javanese, must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan kegiatan ritual pencerahan Bukit Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pusat yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei. Harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain. Kita
This deeply philosophical ritual of trapping dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in folk who visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village. And the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dien Kuan Village area.